bloomed in the windows of high-end boutiques. Tourists strolled by, enjoying the sunshine. Sitting outside, comfortable in my freshly laundered jeans, t-shirt, and denim jacket, I realized this would be the first spring in 3 years that I hadn't been homeless. Last March, I had been scrounging from dumpsters. I'd been sleeping under a bridge in the public garden, hanging out with my buddies Hearth and Blitz, avoiding the cops and just trying to stay alive. Then, 2 months ago, I died fighting a fire giant. I'd woken up in the Hotel Valhalla as one of Odin's and Harry warriors. Now I had clean clothes. I took a shower every day. I slept in a comfortable bed every night. I could sit at this cafe table eating food I'd actually paid for and not worry about when the staff would force me to move along. Since my rebirth, I'd gotten used to a lot of weird stuff. I'd traveled the nine worlds meeting Norse gods, elves, dwarves, and a bunch of monsters with names I couldn't pronounce. I'd scored a magical sword that presently hung around my neck in the form of a runestone pendant. I'd even had a mind-melting conversation with my cousin Annabeth about the Greek gods who hung out in New York and made her life difficult. Apparently North America was lousy with ancient gods. We had a full-blown infestation. All of that, I'd learned to accept. But being back in Boston on a nice spring day, hanging out like a regular mortal kid? That felt strange. I scanned the crowd of pedestrians, looking for Sam's informant. "You'll recognize him when you see him," she'd promised. I wondered what kind of information this guy had, and why Sam considered it life-changing.